From sleepless nights to tantrums at the store, wiping sticky hands and cleaning up the kitchen floor. Every day is an adventure, never a dull moment in sight. They're breaking all the rules with their hearts shining bright.
And we're back for another round of spilling the beans. What do you call it? Airing our dirty mommy laundry.
Opening the dishwasher.
Letting it all out.
Welcome. Showing you what's in the closet.
Welcome back to The Secret Life of Motherhood with myself, Anne, and you.
Myself, Christine. So, this day has been daying, by the way. I think today we are feeling...
kaput.
Yeah. So just know that if you're exhausted, you know, this is something that I had to tell someone recently, one of our moms it's a mom that I know, that was just talking about how overwhelmed she is and tired, and she just feels like she's not getting to her family and a whole bunch of, you know, all the standard stuff. And one thing I had an epiphany about a while ago was allow yourself and admit to yourself that you are exhausted. Allow yourself to be exhausted and admit to yourself that you are exhausted. Because if you race thinking, okay, I just need 5 minutes. I can't be exhausted. I can't be this tired. Like, I really need to rest. I need to. You're not going to rest. It's okay to be tired because you probably are.
Well, are you going to rest either way? I still need to figure out how to actually, like, hoosah.
Yeah.
And like really recharge. But I like the admitting to yourself, because we like, as moms, we like to lie to ourselves.
Yeah.
I feel like it's not that we like it so much as it's a survival tactic.
Yeah. Evil necessity.
Necessity.
So where we are brutally honest with ourselves, and sometimes irrationally so,
very much,
is our doubts. So we've spoken about mom guilt before, and the silly things we feel guilty about, but this is not entirely the same.
No, this is harsh. This is hard. It's harsh. It's cold. It's called mom doubt.
So you asked me a very interesting question to kind of paint the picture around this.
Have you ever felt like you should not be your child's mother?
Yes. Resounding.
I want to cry right now. It is such a... No, but it's so stupid that we sometimes think that and we wonder that. But we do. And it hurts.
It does hurt. And it's not because it hurts me as a mom in the sense of, oh, I'm not good enough. It hurts me because it feels like my child...
Deserves better.
And I will just
you're
never...
Crying.
I'm just never going to be able to give her that. So, yes, a lot. I mean... From really small things that happen to really big things, a really small thing is, I hate playing dolls. I really hate it. And I've got a daughter who loves it. It means the world to her. And I just feel like, why did she have to get me, this unimaginative, spoilsport, grumpy, like, I don't want to play dolls mom?
I had a similar experience visiting family in Cape Town earlier this year, and the kids wanted to go play. We were at the beach, and there's sort of like a little jungle gym thingy, and they wanted to climb it and begged me to be the sea monster catching them. And I just went, no, I don't wanna. And I kept begging and kept begging. And this is also where my ayahuasca comes in. Because if I said no, I said no.
Yeah.
And I could not see myself being a stupid sea monster running around trying to catch kids on a jungle gym. And they also, like, you could see it in their faces. Okay, and that was, it was my son and family kids, just to make it general. So I was also being a really bad aunt, But it's okay if I don't want to play around being a sea monster.
It is okay. And it doesn't mean you shouldn't have been his mom. You know, I have, and I think we can both relate, I think a lot of moms can relate to this, is I have got my mental health challenges. And sometimes, sometimes that means I need more rest. Sometimes it means I need quiet. Sometimes it means I'm just not in the space where I can be a great human being to people around me. And as hard as that is, it's harder for me to see what it sometimes can do to my kids for me to, you know, want to isolate myself a little bit. And I've often wondered, like, why should they have gotten this mom? My one child already has, she's very emotional. She struggles socially. Mm-hmm. And here I am, this person who on a weekend will not
force herself to
I will not force myself to be sociable. Sometimes I do, but you know, she wants to go out and she wants to meet new people and she wants to make friends, and here I am holding her back and she's already struggling with it. So, you know, how do I guide these children when I can't even sometimes
guide yourself?
Guide myself.
Well, I like that you open the door to the mental health topic. I too struggle with that, as some days more than other days. And the first mom doubt feeling I experienced was when my son was a baby, which is already a difficult time and it's overwhelming and it's hormones and it's doubts and it's everything. And I was experiencing an extreme dip in my mental health at that time. And I actually remember saying to him, it's okay. Maybe mommy won't be your mommy for too much longer if you're lucky.
Ouch.
But I'm pretty sure I'm not the only mom who's ever felt that.
Yeah.
Okay. And sometimes I would still go through those kind of thoughts and feelings. But man, he was given to me. So, like, I think we also just need to step back and give ourselves a little bit of grace as moms, because nobody else is going to give us grace. You know,
not just, my five-year-old, I can tell you that.
And just sort of realize that, you know, we've been paired up. We are the best match. But it's a hard thing. It's really tough thing.
The moment you say that, I'm like, I don't know so much. I don't know. And I think that's probably then at the core of it is, you know, look, whether or not we're a great match, the point remains we're here now.
No takesies, backsies.
No, yeah, no returns, no refunds.
Hospital says no, thank you.
Yeah, and I think doing the best you can, maybe that's also where we need to come in it for each other and consistently say, as cliche as it can sound, you are doing the best you can. You are doing your best. And honestly, some days I'm not like trying what I think could be my best, but on that day, it's my best.
It is your best.
It's all I have to give.
Exactly. Some days your best is showing up.
And that's where the doubt then starts creeping in is, am I good enough? I don't think I'm good enough because this cannot be the base that my child deserves. That is your base for that day, girlfriend. That is.
And that's fine.
If your cup is pretty much empty, you've only got that much to give. But that's, I think, where it comes in to say you are doing the best you can to each other. Because the moment you said, you're the perfect match for each other, I'm like, nah. I like reading. She likes playing dolls. Small one loves taking over the world.
Well, think about it this way. Do you think they ever wonder whether they are the best kids for us?
You're laughing, but I think
that's a very good question.
That is a very good question. Maybe once they're teenagers, like that's going to
creeping in.
But they are programmed biologically and evolutionary to not believe anything their parents say when they become teenagers, to disagree, to see them as stupid, to see them as, I can't be part of this, you know, this can't be my life, so that they spread their little wings and fly. Apparently this only happens at 27 nowadays on average, but you know. But yeah, I think doubt, it's a really hard one. But yes, I think the gist of it is we all think I'm not the best mom for my kids.
It's a natural thing for us to go through. I mean, obviously there are extremes to any type of situation. And I do think like motherhood in itself is hard enough. So if you do think you are heading for an extreme, it's okay to ask for help.
Please get help. My best childhood friend, she came to visit me when my second was about 2 months old. And the day she left, she looked at me and she said, Christine, you are not okay. And I want you to get help. And I just broke down because it was like this person that only sees me once in 2 years. She knows. And the way she just directly said to me, it wasn't, are you okay? Is there anything I can do to help? Remember, she was like, you are not okay. And getting help was the best thing I ever did.
And it's fine. Shame in it.
Yeah.
Absolutely no shame in it.
So please do get help if you feel you're heading for an extreme. But mom doubt, completely normal. Let's pick this up a little bit because I feel like this was a really serious one today, but I think it's so necessary
and important to shed light on this.
Yeah, acknowledge it.
We're going to end it off though on a good giggle. Things as a mom you thought you would never say.
Get that fly out of your mouth.
Another one you said to me a while ago was, yeah, it's okay to put that in the fire. like, what? Just, yeah, I'll allow it. Here's an Afrikaans contribution from our group. Ek moet gou gaan pomp. If you know, you know.
If you do, you do, yeah.
Can you please stop climbing on the roof? Okay, that, if you're a boy mom, sometimes a girl mom, I think that's a very... rational thing to say. This is one I really want to start using in my house. Beep, mama's unavailable. Don't bother leaving a message. This is one I've often had to say. Never thought I would have to. Get out of the toilet. I'm busy. Ooh, this is a harsh Afrikaans one. Is jy honger dat jy jou snot moet eet?
Ew.
Do your kids do that?
No, thankfully not. But my youngest did eat moths and flies when she was when she was younger.
That's strange. Did you have that check out?
What?
Did you have that, I don't know, let's call it a fetish, checked out? She ate moths and flies.
Yeah, she would crawl, and then if she saw a dead fly of a dead moth, you would just see her with little wings sticking out of her mouth.
Oh, that is horrible.
That's where the get that fly out of your mouth comes from.
Oh.
I had to ask, why is there a dead bird in my yard the other day? We don't own anything with which we can kill birds. Turns out the neighbor's son killed a bird. It landed on our roof. And then my daughter and husband proceeded to have her climb through the bathroom window onto the roof with a broom, push it off the roof, and land it in the yard, and they didn't pick it up.
Why would they?
No, of course not.
No. It's all a big adventure, isn't it?
Yeah, we're going to call it that.
Sure.
Sure. So this day has been dang. I hope that the rest of your day is amazing.
It picks up.
You are doing your best. You're giving what you can.
Mm-hmm.
It is okay. You are not alone.
Nope.
Get help if you need it.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes you just got to say, we're here now.
I like saying no takesies, backsies. Yeah. Right. We are available on Spotify. We're on Apple Podcasts. Or, of course, you can find us on nova.com.na under the podcast section, under the show pages section.
Yeah.
All of our episodes have been loaded up there. We thank you very dearly for all the love, the support, all the listens we've had so far. For joining us in Spilling the Beans.
And the next time that we are back, next week Wednesday, we're going to be talking about something that's really funny. I promise it's not going to be this again. Is universal truths about children that make absolutely no sense. If you have any contributions, you can join our WhatsApp group. Yep. The link to that is on our Facebook page. You can also follow our Facebook page for some updates and sneak peeks.
And that is it. Another episode done and dusted. Continues to live on the interwebs. This is The Secret Life of Motherhood with Anne and Christine.
The Secret Life of Motherhood, only on Nova 103.5.